Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
Joe Palca reporting. Leaders of Nicolas Maduro's opposition taken in the middle of the night in Venezuela. Some strange happenings in politically volatile Venezuela. Allies of the Venezuelan opposition leader Antonio Ledezma have said that he has been taken from his home by authorities while under house arrest. Ledezma, a former Caracas mayor, was detained in 2015, and also the wife of fellow opposition leader Leopoldo Lopez said that he was taken into custody by authorities as well overnight. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, claiming victory in Sunday's election of a new constituent assembly on Monday, mocked targeted U.S. financial sanctions directed at him.
No me intimidan.
Mr. Maduro told supporters he won't be intimidated by threats and sanctions from the imperialists. He also called the election a mandate to radically alter Venezuela's political system. The government said more than 8 million people turned out for Sunday's election, while the opposition said less than 3 million cast ballots aimed at rewriting the Constitution to give Mr. Maduro sweeping powers. Mr. Maduro's defiant Attorney General Luisa Ortega Diaz proclaimed the new assembly not legitimate. White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster agreed.
You see the end of the Constitution in Venezuela. And this is happening, obviously, at an accelerated pace in recent months over in the Maduro regime. But this is a process that has taken really two regimes to really restrict Venezuelan democracy. By designating Maduro himself, he joins a very exclusive club, including Mr. Mugabe, Bashar al-Assad, and Kim Jong-un, in terms of the brutal repression of his people, and in this case, the abrogation of the Constitution with the Constituent Assembly.
This is VOA News.